Did you fill out a card? Okay, can you do that and bring it up to us, please?
And we have one card here from Kay Mercer. So, Kay.
And while we're waiting, just for anyone who needs it, the cards are up in the back in the file box. So if anyone would like to speak on any item, they should fill out a card and bring it up to Michael Thomas, and then we will get you in line for that particular item. Thank you.
And this is for any item not on the agenda.
Go ahead, Kim.
Okay. So actually, I was actually going to talk about a little bit about the annual compliance form and some of the experiences as a practitioner, but is that considered an agenda item?
I would suggest, you know, we'll give you your 3 minutes to include it perhaps with the with a general discussion on the ag.
Okay, so because the general discussion, I was going to talk about the nitrate risk determination, not the ACF, so except if I need to combine them, I will, but I had planned to talk about the ACF, but so
okay,
it's,
well, since you're here, go ahead.
Go ahead? Okay. It's just sort of dovetails with what Board Member Johnston was saying. I just wanted to talk about a couple of the observations I had as we've been reading the ACF, filling out farm water quality plans. I've actually been able to go through one of the inspections. And so these are just some observations. Currently, and I know this is being addressed because they've combined the state and the regional board orders, and those are available, but currently growers have to go to multiple locations, multiple documents to determine what they need to do to comply. So an example would be the farm water quality plan. There are elements that are laid out in the ag order, but it says it's not limited to those elements. And so then you go to the inspection checklist, and there's a couple of elements there that now says the growers need to have all of their irrigation application information, all their nitrate application information in their farm water quality plan, but that's not listed in the ag order. My understanding is, and some of this information has been removed. It was on the website about 2 weeks ago. It's not on the website now, but there were some additional requirements for information that needs to be in the farm water quality plan. So that's very confusing if a grower doesn't have a consultant or isn't working with an organization like GSA. They may not be able to comply because they don't know where to find the information. The requirements, it appears that there may be requirements that are in excess of either the order, the regional board order, or the state water board order. So an example I have, at least from this is just my perspective, is that Section H, which is management practice checklist or management practices, now has an assessment and an outcome portions. And I believe that those, what they're asking for exceeds the basically the spirit of the State Water Board order. The State Water Board order says that growers should be able to do assessments and management practice effectiveness based upon standard farming operations, and many of those requirements in the assessment and outcome part are not what I would call standard farming operations. So I will leave it at that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And, okay, so the next card is from Norm Grobe.
Good morning, Norm Grobe for Monterey County Farm Bureau. And first, let me congratulate the new chair and vice chair on their leadership. And thank you, Mr. Young, for your leadership these last few years. We know that it's been a challenge, and we appreciate the leadership. It's raining, and it's not raining as much as we want, but at least it's wet. And I think we all know at this point that we've officially been declared in a drought, and that this will have severe impacts along the Central Coast. We have a unique watershed management system here that's different than the rest of the state. We all need to be cognizant of how that's going to affect us going forward. There are many impacts that we do know from past experience, but there are many impacts that we don't know what's going to happen later this year as we move into this process. Even if we do get some rain, we're still going to be in a very severe situation. I'm asking that the board here, along with the staff, take into consideration that there are different elements and processes that probably need to be considered as we move into this new uncharted territory of a drought. We don't know how it's going to affect our economy. Our economy is very dependent on water here. We don't know how businesses are going to react, what the impacts to the municipal water systems and the municipalities themselves are. So I'm asking for a little consideration as we go through this process this year that we have in mind that maybe there's some adjustments that we need to make to the regulatory burden to ensure that our businesses and our municipalities can survive this. And it's all of us as citizens that need to get through this together. So I just ask for that consideration and that we keep that in mind this year. Thank you.
Thank you for your
Mr.
comment.
Groot, I have a question for you. Do you so in Sacramento, if you watch the news articles, it's all about drought.
Yes.
Sacramento's kind of, they've gone into crisis mode in terms of the drought, which seems appropriate. But so we will definitely be getting some direction from Sacramento. We're already getting questions from Sacramento. You know, are you aware of communities, for example, that are at threat of losing their surface water supply, like Lompico is? So those kinds of things are coming around. And so we're getting constant communication from them. My second part of my question is, do you have a particular example of where you're looking for flexibility at this time, or are you just speaking in general?
Well, I think I'm speaking more in general. I think those particular examples probably will come to light, and that's why I said there are probably impacts that we do not realize at this point and where it's going to show up. We're in a new irrigated lands program. We have new stormwater requirements. There's a lot of different things that we're going through at this point that are uncharted territory, so to speak, not to use a pun. So I would like to have the flexibility to come back later and say these are specific examples of items where we see impacts now happening and we're worried about concerns and maybe there are some adjustments to regulatory burdens that could be taken at that time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker card, Dave Feliz.
Good morning. My name is Dave Feliz. I'm with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and I manage the Elkhorn Slough Reserve just south of here, about 6 miles or so. Anyway, we recently hosted several board members for a tour of the reserve, and so I wanted to come and follow up and introduce the reserve to the rest of the board and invite you to come out and visit the reserve. Our reserve is 1,700 acres, and this is one of 28 national estuarine research reserves that are located on the coast of the United States. NOAA partners with local government to create these reserves. In our case, the Department of Fish and Wildlife is the local partner. And in other parts of the state, State Parks is a partner, and San Francisco State University is a partner in the San Francisco Reserve. We have a research program, and these reserves were set up to conduct research in estuaries, and as well as education programs, stewardship programs. John Haskins is with me today, and he'll talk a little bit about our water quality monitoring that occurs. We have three partners at the reserve, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, and then let me emphasize that I'm not part of the regulatory part of Fish and Game. I'm part of the lands management section. The other partners are NOAA employees, and the Elkhorn Slough Foundation, our nonprofit that is our grant manager and also functions as a land trust in the Elkhorn Slough watershed. We operate a visitor center with about 50,000 visitors per year, and we get about 5,000 school kids, K through 12 through college age, that visit the reserve and learn about the research programs going on and learn about the estuarine environment. So it's an excellent place to conduct outreach on water quality issues and different things going on in the reserve. So with that, I'd like to let our next speaker come up, John Haskins.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair. I would, Mr. Feliz?
Yes.
Over on this side. I was on the tour, and who else was, Monica was with me, and who else was on that tour? It wasn't there, and Jean-Pierre, okay. So this is a great tour, and I would suggest that you invite the board again this year, and maybe, you know, the rest of you who haven't made it could make it, because, you know, talk about beneficial uses. That area is just packed with beneficial uses. And these folks are doing research and studies and monitoring of the health and status of all of these beneficial uses. And I think it really brings that discussion to life when you're there and you're having someone who's intimately familiar with what's going on explain to you what you're looking at. Because if you were to drive by and look at it, you're just going to get a very simplistic impression of what's going on. So the other three, the two Mikes and the Bruce, maybe you already know all about it, but very worthwhile. And I wanted to thank you, Mr. Feliz, for taking us on the tour that you did.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Been there, Russ, right? Well, but I mean, have you had the tour?
Yes, I've had the tour.
Okay.
You know, while you're there, look across the road at beautiful Moss Landing Harbor District, which I chair that board.
Russ, this is not about that.
Okay, no, but
Moss Landing Harbor District is an intricate portion
Absolutely.
Of the Elkhorn Slough because we do have control of the water in there, and we worked hand in hand with his agency and other agencies to make the Elkhorn Slough and the Moss Landing area better.
Mr. Jeffrey, this place. Is public comment. No commercials allowed.
But I would like such a tour to be organized.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Our next speaker card is Mr. John Askin.
Hi, good morning. I'm John Haskins from Elkhorn Slough Reserve also, and Jeff, thank you. You've just
made your day.
Made my day. Yeah, essentially said what I was going to say was I want to invite, let the other board members know about our tour that we had through the slough a couple months ago, and we do extensive research and monitoring. We have a couple research monitoring programs that have been going on dating back to 1989, and. That are monthly, and then 1995 that are every 15 minutes we do water quality. If the other board members, we would love to extend the invitation for you guys and gals to come down and take a tour, and we can show you what we have. And we're actually coming in March to do to show you some of the data that we have, because I've been doing this monitoring for a long time, for over 10 years, and I really want to get this data, not just collect it and store it. I want to make it collected and have it useful, and get it used, get it into your hands, and however you want to use it. If you guys want us to do it change in any ways, or to make it more useful for you to be able to learn. We're actually working on a report card right now that might be a better way to synthesize the data. But
he mentioned March. Just to clarify on the the Salinas River Maintenance Workshop is on Thursday. The next day we have in the morning an enforcement hearing, and then in the afternoon they had asked for some time, so they'll be coming back after lunch with a couple of information items on Elkhorn Slough.
Yeah. And on some of the data. So, yeah, we just want to come back again and extend that invitation to everybody. So thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Or scheduled, if possible, during February before the March meeting?
As the person who organizes the board's tours, the last one took 6 months to organize, so we can try.
Herding cats.
Okay, we'll put this on the wish list request.
Front burner list.
Yes. Yes, of course. Thank you. So I do not have any additional speaker card for the public forum section.